Hi, we're back with another video for this course, Coaching During the Golden Years. And you should have done your homework today, asking the Lord, where do you want to plant your seeds? Asking the Lord, where am I supposed to use my time, talent, money if I have it? Where do you want me to use the rest of my life? And we've been discussing a number of things, going to meet up to find possibilities. A better source is to have the Lord instruct you as to where you should go. And we also talked about when the student is ready, the master arrives. So there's another situation where perhaps the Lord will send you someone or introduce you to someone who introduces you to someone. Whatever. There are, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. So there's a number of ways that he will provide you with the task that he wants you to work in. Today I want to talk a little bit about theme. Now, every story has a theme. Jesus was a savior. His theme was salvation, redemption. You may have, a doctor, you may say, has a theme for healing. A philanthropist may have a theme for giving. So what I'd like you to start thinking about is when you look at your time and talent and your life in general, does it kind of lend to a theme? In a book that I wrote, Our Storied Lives, I asked that question about if your life was, or life is rather, a story. That's why I used the word was, if it was a story. But think of your life as a story. And if your life is a story, well, then it has a plot from beginning to end, you know, where it starts, where you go. But it also must have a theme. What is the theme of your story? Now, my last 20 years have been teaching. So you could say that the theme of my life for the last 20 years has been teaching. What's been the theme of your life? What's that one word that would describe who you are in terms of a theme? Like Jesus is Savior. His theme is salvation. We may have saints that did healing, and their theme would be healing. We have a truck driver whose theme may be transportation. A journalist, information. So we have different themes that are part of what and who you are. But generally, you have one major theme. You could have several minor themes, but generally, you have a theme. So I'd like you to spend some time thinking about what that one word is, because that also will provide you, give you insight as to what your task now is in your golden years. And it also tells you what your seed is. If you were going to label your seed, you know, apple seed, tomato seed, pumpkin seed, healing seed, teaching seed, writing seed, praying seed, hospitality seed. See what I'm saying? Giving your seed a name, a specific theme, a specific name for your seed. So that if your seed, for example, is hospitality, well then, wouldn't you be doing hospitable things with your home? I have a friend, Larry, who often opens his home to people that are, at the moment, don't have a place to stay. So he provides them with a place and helps them find a location where they can live. And he does that on a regular basis. There's always someone moving in and moving out of his home. Him and his wife are wonderful that way. So they have the theme of hospitality. Label your seed. Mine is easily be teaching. But now, what's my crop? If my seed is teaching, what is my crop? What does my crop look like? Is my crop looking like a lot of learners? Or should my crop be that I've produced a lot of teachers? People that can duplicate my seed. People who are like my seed and have the similar seed that they plant. Barnabas and Paul spread the gospel. And they taught Timothy and Mark and Luke, who spread the gospel. So they taught them, and then they taught others. So how your theme, your time, talent, and money, if you can share it, should produce a crop that is similar to the theme, the seed you're planting. See what I'm saying? So if your seed is teaching, well, your crop is not going to be healing. And if your crop is healing, you're certainly not going to have crops of teachers. So the idea is labeling your seed, that one word, labeling your seed so you know what your seed is. Apple seed, tomato seed, pumpkin seed, whatever seed. And then, what would the crop look like? Well, if I plant a tomato seed, I should have tomato plants with lots of tomatoes who have seeds in them. And I could take those seeds, and now I have even more seeds to plant even more tomato plants. Multiplication. So your talent, your time, should be producing a harvest that is similar to the one you are. The Bible says something in Genesis about after their own kind, that the animals and the plants produce after their own kind. They multiply after their own kind. A dog, when it multiplies, doesn't have cats. Cats, when they multiply, don't have birds. A pumpkin plant doesn't produce apple trees. So what's your theme? What's the one word that you could label your seed? Now, the idea of a theme also helps us in thinking about our audience. Who can benefit from our theme? Who would be a good recipient of our theme? our audience. For example, if I write books about murder mysteries and people want to read comedy, romance comedy, are they going to pick up my book? No. People who are going to read a detective mystery are people who are interested in that kind of a story. People who will pick up adventure fantasies are, that's what they would read because that's what they like. So if you're going to write a serious drama murder mystery and hope that a person who likes sci-fi fiction is not going to buy your book, they're going to look at it and put it back on the shelf because it's not what they want. So you see, knowing your theme also benefits who would like more than likely benefit from it. So that gives us another way of saying, okay, you know, this is my theme. This is my seed. This is the type of crop I want to produce. This is the type of crop that I'd like to see them reproduce. Again, where would I find that audience? Where would I find those people who would want to benefit from the seeds that I have? Who would want to be the soil for my seed? Now, that's another reason why we need to be asking the Holy Spirit to help us with these revelations. Asking the Holy Spirit to tell you what your theme is, because you may be doing one type of work all your life and now you're retired, and the theme that you did as you were retired working isn't the theme that the Lord has for you now that you're retired. Because remember, we talked about you might be at a job you didn't really like, but you had a hobby. Well, is there something in the hobby that's your theme? Is there something in the job that you did that you didn't like really is a theme? Maybe the job that you worked at for 20 years and you were good at, but you didn't really like it, meant that you had a theme of resistance, overcoming, fortitude, resilience, themes that strength, that patience, that allowed you to get through that job you weren't really crazy about. And maybe there are people who could use that knowledge that you have to help them in their jobs that they don't like. Your story, your seed of patience may be able to help someone have patience also. And this is why it's important to ask the Holy Spirit to give you the discernment and to reveal what it is that your seed is. Specifically, what is the theme of your seed? If you were going to label it, what label would it have? What would you call it? Again, is it an apple seed? I'm using those as examples. Is it an orange seed? Is it a fig seed? Is it a pineapple seed? See, they're all fruit. But which one? So you don't want to say my theme is fruit. Because now, which one? You see how it's got to be specific. It has to really pinpoint the type of seed that you have that you want to be able to share with someone who's then going to reproduce that seed in their life for a crop for them. It's sort of like, you're a farmer who grows corn, and another farmer in the area wants to grow corn, but they never grew corn before. So they come to you and they say, farmer, I'm thinking about growing corn.
What kind of seeds do you use? How often do you water? What's the type of soil? So you see, you're helping them with the same type of seed. And this is what you want to try to do with your time and your talent and your money. Even your money. Where do you want your money to go? If you're like my friend, the publisher, he publishes books. The money goes to help children that have autism so that they can learn better. It's kind of related. But that's money used for money, to buy things or to use people to teach things. But it came out of a source where people read and learned something. How do you want to use your money? Your theme, your money could have a theme. Your talent can have a theme. Your life has a theme. Hopefully, all three are the same theme. That's what you're trying to locate. That's what you're trying to figure out. What is my theme? Right now, at this point in time in my life, in my golden years, it may not be the same theme when you were 20 or 30 or 40. What is your theme now? Ask the Lord to reveal to you what he wants your theme to be. What he wants you to label your seed so that you can start thinking about a harvest that's related to that seed. If I write books, I want people to read the book. So what am I looking for? Readers. My crop, I want my crop to be readers. I don't want my crop. Now, some authors or people might think that my crop is to have millions of books sold. I want people reading the book. If the people read the book, obviously they had to pick it up to read it. But so what's the better seed? The better seed is that they share the knowledge that you put into the book. Because that's the real seed, was the knowledge that you had. And the writing is your voice, your speaking, the knowledge. So you're sharing the knowledge. The book is just the means for you to deliver it. You see? So what's your theme? I want you to think about what is your particular theme for your golden years. So, there you have it. What is the name, the label, the theme for your talent, your time, your life, money if you can add to it? What is the theme for your seed? What is the theme for your seed? What is the name of your seed? What is the labeling of your seed? So that you know what the crop is going to be, because your seed equals your crop. Your seed produces the crop. And that's what you need to know. What is your seed? Give it a name so that you know what the crop is going to be, what you're working for in terms of your crop. Now, that's your homework. Now, this is the eighth video, and I hope that you're actually spending some time in between the videos to kind of do the homework, to kind of pray, to kind of meditate. Now, some cases it might come quickly, a day. Some cases it might take a few more days. But take the time to really pray and meditate what the Lord is trying to tell you about your golden years and what your theme is and what the name of your seed is. So that you know what the crop will be. And that's your homework. Until next time, God bless.